It's Coast 93.1. You're on the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Good morning. We're not going to actually reveal our numbers.
Oh, thank God, Blake. Oh, my God.
But the question is, you know, can you remember? Okay, obviously,
yeah,
Todd's number is the lowest.
It's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Todd's number. Really?
No.
No, he's kidding.
Jeez. Oh, okay. I thought you. I was like, hold on.
Right.
They've been together since they were nine.
Exactly. Oh, that reminds me. I think I have a. Kelly is the. I'm still in Orlando, but I'm back tomorrow. And Kelly's pushing the buttons. And by the way, Kelly got a great review. Someone texted her and said, texted our text line and said, Kelly's doing a great job pushing the buttons.
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet.
Is our is the util thing on?
Yeah, it's on and up.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that we can hear this.
Okay.
Oh, of course it's not going to work when
I'm like,
I want
oh my
to
god, please.
What is happening?
We just hear the hotel
music.
Work. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, y'all. Well, one day I'll have a clip of Todd saying my nickname was Slutner, but it would have been better if I had a clip of Todd Slutner. So anyway, we're not going to reveal our numbers, but if you did actually have to write down the name of every person you've ever enjoyed time with, okay, could you remember every name?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I wasn't asking. I was literally about to say.
You don't have to be honest right now.
Oh, okay, crap. Cut that.
A question that you don't have to answer but can think about, okay? Now I'm sure my number is a little higher than Kelly's.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. Now, you know, I'm being flooded with memories. I'm pretty sure that I could do all the names.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but you know what? You have a really good memory too. Like, you remember things about Todd and I that Todd and I don't even know about ourselves.
Agreed.
So,
well, yeah, okay. Like for example, I know one name on Todd's list aside from his, of course, amazing wife Rachel.
Yeah.
Is Jill.
Yeah, Jill Gale. Yeah, how do you know that?
Jill Gale.
How do you know that's that? Right. I don't even know that.
She had two first names. Well, was the one who you went to prom with.
Went to prom with. Yeah, wow. It was a prom I got kicked out of. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Man.
And there was kind of a down in flames.
It was ever since that moment. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is why we did not have Jill Gale on to promote the second show.
All right. Yeah, that would not have ended very well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Who has the lowest, I mean, aside from obviously if you're of age and you're a sexually active person, who has the lowest number? And you can text it to us anonymously. Much like the person who just felt the need to confess to us, not a chance I could remember everyone's name.
Well, and I don't mean it like All right, moving
again,
on.
Again, Kelly, no one was asking you questions. This was just a text.
Oh, my God.
This was a text.
This was just the text.
All right, keep going. You take it. Okay. You take it. Take it away.
So 79 Coast, you can call or text. I guess we could put this on Facebook, too, although I imagine it won't get a lot of traction on Facebook because it's, you know, something that people might be embarrassed about. And look, as long as you're being safe and it's consensual, who cares what the number is, whether it's high or low?
Yeah, you know? I think, and I honestly think it's become that. When it was my time, it was definitely like you don't want to have high numbers. And I think now it's what you said. As long as it's consensual and you're an adult, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Someone texted, I cannot remember all the names nor all the people. But it's not more than five.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. A couple people are saying two. Let me see. Someone texted, I'm 33 and I have four. And wow, a lot of people are married to their one and only.
Oh, I love that.
Aw.
That's awesome.
Which is very sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Which is very sweet. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting a little practice in before you, hit the homer.
Right. I want to know if this is even discussed. Like, it was, you know, that was like a big date, like, topic, you know. When you're dating someone, like, how many people have you been with? I wonder if that's changed now and people just don't even care.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that no one cares. I think there are definitely people who... And this is one of those completely unfair double standards, you know, gender-wise.
Totally.
That if a guy has a high number, it's totally acceptable. Whereas if a girl does, then she gets shamed for it, you know, which is just silly. But okay, wow. One said, oh, this is funny. Someone texted, I'm 31. My number is 2.
Love it.
1 was my baby daddy, and 1 was my husband.
I love it. So, good for you.
So which order was that, I wonder? I'm guessing it was baby daddy, then husband.
Yeah.
Someone texted, I'm 42, divorced, single female. My number's 5.
Okay.
Wow, I love that people
that's
are
actually
texting their
numbers. That's going to go up, divorced, single female.
Yeah, and that's totally fine.
It's fine for now. Yeah, go have fun. Live your life.
That's funny.
Someone texted, I'm 30 and my number is 18.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm 30 at the end of the month and married to my middle school sweetheart.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That's cute.
Yeah.
My number is 7. I'm 48. Wow.
Look at all these people. Oh, that's good funny. For you.
Someone texted, I cannot remember the real name of one guy I slept with in college, but I do remember his nickname, which was Muscle Smooth Skin.
And she clearly gave that to him.
Oh, my God. It's like Rumpel's. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, who needs a name when that's your nickname?
Wow.
Just slide right off him. Yeah. If you want to text us. 7-9, like a seal. 7-9 Coast is our number. You're on the Blake Show.